just keep dancing. Yeah. Just keep going, man. Bro, I dance with sometimes three women at one time. So this is salsa, bro. Just go ahead. You can dance with the two women. Give me a second. I'll holler.
Sorry about that. What's happening? No cap, nightcap audience. This is Ron Gilmore with the Church of John 10:16. And today I want to talk to you about God's will when it pertains to alcohol and marijuana and different substances that that you find that naturally occur on the planet. Okay, and I want to give you my thoughts on that. Okay, now I'm not, you know, sorry about the beginning. I teach salsa to couples, you know, because right now it's kind of hard, you know, because everybody's trapped inside. So if you throw on some salsa, move the furniture, you know, get you a little libation, and you, the wifey, the kiddies, everybody can have a great time dancing to music you didn't necessarily grow up with. You feel me? So anyway, today, you know, just to make it very clear and simple, you know, I believe that within the will of God there are a lot of things, and a lot of people, you know, don't believe that man can know the will of God. But at the Church of John 10:16, we believe different. We believe you are able to know the will of God because God lives in you. So you can know the will of God if you know yourself. Okay? So anyway, to keep it pushing, within that will, when it comes to alcoholic beverages and getting faded, you know, I tell all and any member of the Church of John 10:16 to get, you know, their whatever libation they need in order for God to use a physical substance on earth to move your physical conscious self out the way. Okay? Because let me put it to you like this. Like, a lot of times, you know, people get a bit weird acting when they're left to their own vices or devices or whatever, and their minds are left wandering. Give me a sec. Left wandering, you know. Okay. So I'm saying all that, just, you know, let me kind of cut to the chase. I think that God put certain mind-altering plants and liquids on the planet specifically to allow you to ingest them so that God can talk directly to you. You see what I'm saying? So God can talk directly to you. You know, sometimes you get in the way when God is trying to talk to you. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Get a word in from our sponsors. make sure you look up That's, like that is, but short, That's, THATS, That's So, S-O, as in, you know, S is in Sam, O, S-O, so That's So Gilmore, That's So Gilmore, .etsy.com. And that's who's going to be one of our sponsors today. Can you think of a time where Jesus used alcohol in a celebratory way? You know, because getting faded had to be part of the will of God. So I just want you to think about that over the break, you know. Can you think of any way or anywhere in the Bible, any place in the Bible where, not Jesus per se, but maybe God turned water into alcohol? I'm giving that away a bit. But anywhere in the Bible where God used alcohol in a celebratory way, you know what I'm saying? Say, hey, go ahead, use this. It's your choice to get overly faded. But you can get faded as long as you staying safe and you cool and you get with everybody else. That had to be a part of the will of God. Otherwise, you know, those things, you wouldn't be able to alter yourself like that. And I think that's intentional. Sometimes people need a little courage juice to get them to do something that's going to better the world. So, by all means, you know, whatever that libation is, you know, it seems natural just because it's here. You know, there's a lot of things that are here that you can just create for free, you know. Why is it, you know, here's a question, and right before we go to break. Here's a question. Why is it that you can buy cigarettes anywhere in the world? Anywhere. Anywhere. I don't think it's illegal anywhere. Maybe in the Muslim places where, you know, alcohol is illegal, but I'm not sure. I think smoking is still legal because there's a lot of, you know, people who smoke. So why is it that tobacco, if you wanted to just grow it in your backyard, I mean, that is a plant God created, and it actually is healthy for you if you're using it without the weirdness on it, you know. But using the tobacco plant, if you grew it yourself, I think it's like a $250,000 fine. Read the packs of cigarettes. $250,000 fine and like 5 years in prison or something like that. So you get a felony and $250,000 fine if you grow a plant that God put on the earth. That's like giving you a fine and sending you to prison for growing carrots or an orange tree. You know, it's the same thing. It's a plant, you know. And so then my next thought then is, and this is another question, obviously, that goes along with this. But you can buy cigarettes anywhere, basically. And cigarettes are causing major illnesses, okay? Without getting into all of that. But weed, marijuana, is illegal in a lot of places. Some places it's legal. You know, it's a weird situation because in the state... because of, you know, states have an autonomy in regards to the Constitution, you know, each state governs itself, adheres to federal law, but governs itself. And so, in so doing, states can legalize marijuana, which is what's happened in Seattle. However, it's still... you can still be fired for smoking marijuana if it's in your blood. If you get drug tested and that's in your blood here in the state of Washington, and you work for, say, FedEx, you work for FedEx, even though it's legal in the state, you can get fired on federal grounds because it's still illegal federally. So you can buy cigarettes here to kill yourself, but you can't grow a plant like marijuana or tobacco to heal yourself. That's, you know, it's weird. That's, you know, that, doesn't that seem bizarre to you? I mean, does anybody think that's weird? Is it just me? I mean, it would make sense that, you know, if they're going to give you the poison, then if you wanted to grow your own tobacco and your own marijuana, then there shouldn't be any issue. Why is there an issue? Why do they want to stop you from that? See, that's what I'm saying. It had to be in the will of God that you inebriate yourself with things sometimes, not all the time, but that you remove the you, the outside you, so that God can physically deal with the, say, maybe, I guess, for lack of a better term, spiritual you, the you inside of you, the subconscious you, so that can be reorganized, so that when you then, you know, come out of that state of mind, drunkenness or high, being high or whatever, then when you come out of that state of mind, then your subconscious has been coded a certain way to make you think certain things, you know, and your actions will go along with that, which is why in previous shows I mentioned the fact that, you know, that in the will of God there had to be, self-reliance has to be a part of the will of God. You know, because there's no way that God would create us and give us choice without also giving us self-reliance. You know. So, choice and self-reliance kind of go hand in hand. You know. And I've broken down why, you know, why positive, you know, self-reliance has to be a part of God's will. Just like I believe that drinking alcohol or smoking pot, weed, marijuana, Mary Jane, the sticky icky, the ooh-wee, you know, hot knife and chocolate, that is part of the will of God. And it has to be part of the will of God, just because it's here and you can do that with it. And the Bible talks about you doing things with plants that seed themselves. And, you know, in the Old Testament, it talks about that, Genesis 1:29, I believe it is, talks about fruits that seed themselves. Apples seed themselves, meaning they have the seed inside of them or with them. You know, there's another plant similar in this sense to marijuana, in that its seed sits on its flesh, on the outside of its flesh, basically, kind of. And that would be a strawberry. Strawberries have seeds. They carry their seed and they seed themselves. It's a fruit. Cashews are a fruit because it's, you know, it grows on a tree, it seeds itself. You know, oranges have seeds, you know. And so because of this, Genesis 1:29 tells us specifically that we are to use those, you know. And then I think it's 1 Timothy 1 and 4 or somewhere up in there talks about that everything that God put on earth, he put here for us to use in thanksgiving, as long as we give thanks for it, you know. And so that's why I'm saying that certain things were put here specifically to break you down so that God can build you up, okay? And I think that if everybody just gets, you know, kind of faded before they go to church, then their minds are opened a little bit more. Maybe I'll just get faded while they're at church, you know what I'm saying? So, like, there's some burning sessions going on. There's some a little drinking and sipping while you're just sitting there listening to the word. You know, all that kind of stuff, I think, should be allowed, because that allows God to talk to the most personal part of you, and that's the inner you, because that opens the door, and it doesn't allow the outside you to get in the way. You know, the you that everybody sees, the you that God wants to speak to, is the you that sits on the toilet, you know, taking a dump. You know, when you got bubble guts and your stomach hurting buku bad, and you gotta go to the toilet, you know what I'm saying? And you just gots to get up in there. You don't want nobody to be around, because you about to be you for real, for real, for real. That's the you that God is trying to speak to. You ain't gonna, like, if you was on stage, you wouldn't, you know, drop your drawers and do all of that, you know, get completely butt naked or whatever you do, you know, to get completely comfortable to take the best poo that you possibly can. Because, you know what I mean? It's not like, you know, it's like squirting out of you, but you know that, oh, I got to go, you know, nature is definitely calling. And so, you know, you go, you're in your perfect spot, and you have your perfect location, basically. That's what I'm saying. That's the you. You know, if you were on stage, I'm sure that if you had to do it real bad, you could poo in front of a crowd. But, you know, you're not going to be you. You're going to be covering up. You're going to, like, you know, pull your pants halfway down, even if they touching the toilet, whatever, you know. You're going to try to squirt it out real quick. You ain't even going to wipe proper. You know, you're just going to get it done. But God wants to talk to the you that's deep inside of you that nobody sees, you know. And that's the door that that the Bible, I believe, speaks of when it says Jesus stands at the door and knocks, you know, at your heart. And that's to come in, not at your outside flesh, but wants to go inside of your body and deal with your emotion and deal with who you are and get you to open your eyes on things that are afflicting you and that are afflicting other people around you because of it, those sorts of things. And sometimes you have to get inebriated in order to break those things down so that you can not only be truthful with people around you, because, you know, like they say, babies and drunks tell the truth, okay? But you can also be honest with yourself. Hallelujah. You can abuse anything, you know? I can take a hammer and build a house. I can bust you upside your damn head with it. You know what I'm saying? The same thing with hops, you know, in the process to making beer, or with grapes in the process to make wine. You know what I'm saying? So, oh, you gotta do that. No, you can leave grapes. You can let fruit sit out there and go get rotten out in the jungle. And they have videos of it where animals are eating it. And it's all of them have a certain level of alcohol in them because they're rotten fruit and the sugars are sitting there decomposing and all of the natural yeast in the air is like converting all that, you know, eating it up. I mean, it's just naturally sitting there. So the animals eat it and they get faded. They're not breaking any law or anything. So the same thing is true with us. We have to remember that. We can't just, you know, go by man's law, you know what I'm saying, and be willing to step on God's toes just to make man feel some kind of way. You feel me? Man ain't got a heaven or a hell to put you in. You know, God created you. You know what I'm saying? God created you. And God gave you everything here to help your mind, to help your body, help everything about you, the body, everything about you. You are able to heal yourself. God wouldn't put you here without giving you the gift that you need in order to continue to live. Faith in yourself has to also be part of the will of God. Has to. Because that's part of self-reliance. You can't rely on yourself if you don't have any faith in yourself, if you don't trust in yourself. So, all I'm saying is that we have these different things that are put around us so that we are able to break ourselves down so that the God inside of us can deal with us on a level only God can. Hallelujah. Hey, this is No Cap Nightcap, and I just want to let you guys know that there is a kind of like a salsa size, salsa Americano, and it will be on the That's So Gilmore YouTube channel. So that's THATS, as in Sam, and then another SO Gilmore, GILMORE. That's So Gilmore. YouTube.com. Like, subscribe, dislike it if you want. Comment, you know, let us know what's popping. Show us some love. All those things are free. You heard me? Let's go. We're back. This is a No Cap Nightcap Sunday night program, the Church of John 10:16, Bishop Ron Gilmore. That salsa exercise is perfect now, since we all at home. This works perfect. You know, pick up a unique Americano salsa move or two, you know what I mean? In our background, that is In Your Presence, UC Berkeley Young Inspirational Gospel Choir, under Professor Sylvester Henderson. Yes, that's your boy singing in that. I am singing in there. That's right. So, let's jump back right into it a little bit. Mind-altering libations. Mind-altering libations open us up so God can work us out. Abuse is a different subject, you know. At the Church of John 10:16, we rebuke addictions, but are here to help you to get help. Physical help, not just prayer. Please reach out if you need. We are definitely here. Back on topic. God left biological cell phones, if you will, all around to call directly. For some, that's marijuana. For others, a few shots of tequila. Shucks, or both. You know? Maybe a little psilocybin. Some buttons, you know? There are all sorts of doorways to enter into the presence of God. Using this is the will of God. They wouldn't be here, nor have those properties, capabilities, hacked or not. that's just how God's will was put into motion. And not using those things is not participating in the fullness of God's will. God's way is perfect. Becoming perfect is a part of the will of God, because progress exists. Yes, progress is a thing. Practice promotes good progress, which makes perfect. Practice makes perfect. And it is possible to complete something perfectly, right? So if you practice, and you're able to do something perfectly, and if you do enough things perfectly, you become perfect. All things drive to recreate themselves, to recreate, let me say that properly, recreate themselves for continued existence, perpetual existence, if you will. Humans, and this is me being theoretical, this is Berkeley, the humans could be God seeds. When I say this is Berkeley, that means this is Berkeley coming out of me, not necessarily this is a theory that I heard at Berkeley. This is me taking everything that I've experienced in life and bringing it together into what I'm telling you right now. And what I'm saying is, humans could be God seeds. Much like an orange tree is to an orange, or an orange seed is to an orange tree, God seeds are planted on earth to understand good and evil, life and death, light and dark, yin and yang, you know, all the possible gray areas, so that when you cocoon back into the earth, whether you're buried, mummified, you know, you ash yourself out, however you plot yourself back into the earth through water or through soil, and you blossom into the next stage of becoming the type of God of the Bible, perhaps. How do I know this? Because all things are possible with God. And Jesus died and now sits at the right hand of God. Perhaps earth is merely an obstacle course for God's entraining. 2,000 years ago, amnesia crept in and we've forgotten our way. And the God of gods, King of kings, Lord of lords, the Bible, Yahweh. Listen to me for a second. Let me slow down. Hold on. All fathers and mothers transition so their children can become who they are. So a son will become a father, and a daughter will become a mother. The Holy Father, the Holy Mother, and the Holy Child. The Holy Trinity. God may also, the God of the Bible that we praise and worship now, may also be transitioning and is in need of a replacement. Hallelujah. A replacement is required. And the devil knows the whole story. The trickster knows the story. The enemy knows the story. It's no secret for the enemy, which is why the enemy knows how to mislead and decept so well. The trickster knows the truth. And that's why the trickster is here pushing confusion, so when the time for power an exchange arises, Satan can surprise Ku, and we stay here another 2,000 plus years without being able to graduate from earthly animal flesh to the next stage. Yes, we reincarnate. It is imperative we shake off the deception of amnesia. You are only able to turn on your thoughts again by knowing yourself. So I'm going to tell you something right now. And you need to look at yourself in the mirror every morning if that's what it takes. But you need to fall in love with yourself so that you are able, hallelujah, to remember your God mission. You have been seated here with a mission so that you can transition into the God of the spiritual world you've created. You must remember your God mission. So when the God of God returns, the God of the Bible returns, we will be ready to fight and overcome the deception and the transition or the graduation to the next level. Receiving new assignments, perhaps becoming a God so that the natural flow of love permeates the soils here and the very fruits and vegetables eaten fill you and reinforce you with love for self and love for one another. Hallelujah. I'm going to right now, I am going to... I'm going to end in prayer. Hallelujah. Upbeat prayer. And like a lot of times prayer be a little slowed down, you know? Come on. This is another young inspirational gospel choir. Your boy is in it, yes. Up to Jesus. I surrender. I surrender all. And you know me with words. So all is not part of the will of God in that sense. Awesome song. And it does definitely give praise and worship. However, I do like to speak in specifics. Hallelujah. So, God the Father, God the Mother, you are wonderful. I come before you not with request, but with a report of knowledge. And if there is any flaw in this knowledge, please be swift in message so that we are brought back into your will. Hallelujah. We realize you shared power with us so that we'd be self-reliant, and you continue to do everything you say. You promised you'd listen, and you've provided many ways for us to reach out to you and speak and accept without the fleshly thought of embarrassment. Hallelujah. Father God, Mother God, I'd rather embarrass myself than to break your will and not use your blessings to free my kind and the mind of those who are hearing my voice. Hallelujah. You've seen me through this far. Mother God, Father God, I accept all your extra blessings and all the extra portions of love to the world. Mother God, Father God, it is your will that we love each other, which is why you sent Jesus to show us that we are gods of the physical. At the Church of John 10:16, We believe, hallelujah, we are in training to become gods of the spiritual. I stand on your creation, Father God, Mother God, my brain, and thank you for what you have done, giving me the ability to do for myself. I surrender. I surrender my physical flesh humbly at your feet. I bow. Keep revealing, and I will continue to share. Amen. Peace and blessings. Y'all take care of each other out there.